Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
There's an old saying in the hood, all money ain't good money.
We have to realize gambling is an addiction. So the addiction of it is what makes you make illogical decisions.
This ain't got nothing to do with gambling addiction. This ain't got nothing to do with addiction. These dudes are stupid. Under no circumstances can you fix basketball games. Under no circumstances. I love to gamble. The notion, like, Rozier makes $26 million. Him betting, giving people information or taking himself out of games, how much is he gonna benefit taking himself out the game to get unders? Like, he's making $26 million.
So Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier, Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups. Obviously, we know what happened last week. And that audio from Charles Barkley and Kenny Shaq talking about what happened, they bring up a good point. Diesel, we touched on this yesterday, but I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into it in this very segment. And would love to hear the thoughts of the Tolos as well. Turn it on, leave it on at 844-326-3663. You know, Chuck, if you watch this audio or listen to it, Chuck and Kenny were going back and forth about, well, it's an addiction. This is what happens when you have an addiction. It's a slippery slope, right? And I think Chuck's point was, not to like put words in his mouth, is no, it's not an addiction. It's stupidity, because you know what you're doing. You know that you're making millions and millions and millions of dollars, but for whatever reason, you choose to do something illegal, and now you're costing your family, yourself, and the league. Who do you side with here? Who do you side with in terms of the addiction being, I don't want to say an excuse, because like you, I, Tolo's out there, we've all like struggled with certain things in our life and had addictions or whatever, whether it be, you know, you name it, right? There are millions of things out there to be addicted to, and gambling's one of them. But do you buy into the, I believe the Chuck theory that, addiction aside, it's more stupidity than it is addiction. Who are you side here?
Well, I used ChatGPT to give me the answer here. I asked ChatGPT briefly, what is the science behind gambling addiction? What chemicals does it produce in the brain compared to substance addiction? It says gambling addiction activates the same reward circuitry in the brain as drug addiction, mainly the mesolimbic dopamine system. And if you know anything about very basic brain physiology, the limbic brain is the basic part of the brain. It's the primitive part of the brain, the one that drives behavior.
Sure.
And funny enough, I know I've talked about this before, it's the exact same system in the brain, the dopamine the mesolimbic dopamine system. It's the exact same part of the brain that's triggered when you get a like on a Facebook post. And so you could compare it in some ways to social media addiction. People who will post any kind of content to get likes, to get clicks, to get people to tell them that they're pretty, whatever it may be. So gambling does trigger something very primitive in our brain. The winning triggers a feel-good response in the brain, which is similar to what some drugs do. And I'm certainly not an expert on what all different kinds of drugs do to the brain.
It's a reward experience.
It's a reward, right. Yeah. Your brain is being rewarded for gambling. Look, when I was doing an endorsement with a different gambling website or app from what you're working with now, I kind of got hooked on it too. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was lucky because ultimately I came out ahead with the seed money they gave me, plus putting a little bit of my own money in. I think I probably won about, you know, $150.
Yeah.
And I said, well, okay, I don't want to be the person who's putting my own real money into this account because it's an endorsement, right? I'm doing this to make money as a radio host, not to make money as somebody who is good at gambling. So I got out. I stopped doing it. But I felt myself going down that same path. And it's like, oh, let me log in every now and again and see every day to see what's going on with my picks. I'd log in 3 or 4 times during a game to see where I was with hitting the over or the under on that particular pick I made. And I said to myself, that's not healthy. Yeah. I don't want to do this.
And you know, I think what it all comes down to, and we'll get to the Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups side of it in a second, Diesel. But when you talk about addictions in general or gambling or whatever it is, it's the cause and the effect, right? Like you talk about doing an endorsement or doing it for fun, whether it's gambling, drinking, whatever it is, it's all a slippery slope, good or bad. But there are some people, Diesel, who can have a drink on the weekends and they have a drink. There are some people who can put a few dollars on a game on the weekend and they have a few dollars on a game. There are other people who cannot drink alcohol because they know when they drink alcohol, they can't have just one drink. It's going to turn into 2 and 3 and 4 and so on and so forth. And I guess with any addiction out there, and gambling included, you're talking about an addiction that is a slippery slope financially. And I know other addictions cost money too, but this is the slipperiest of slippery here because your money, your hard-earned money is at risk, and you ask the question, well, how could Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier be millionaires and be so stupid enough to put their hard-earned money at risk? Well, it's that slippery slope of not knowing how to control it.
It probably started with boredom and a little bit of, hey, I play this game. Like, I kind of know the ins and outs of the game. I think I have a leg up on everybody else when it comes to gambling because I'm more familiar with the game. This little paragraph, Cole, here is really interesting. And it's the last sentence in this that's probably the most fascinating. It says, comparing drugs and how they put dopamine into your brain versus gambling or anything else you might be addicted to. Drugs directly flood the brain. Gosh, I can't talk. With dopamine or affect serotonin,
yeah.
Norepinephrine, or opioids. Gambling triggers these changes behaviorally, not chemically, yet the outcome is comparable. Cravings, withdrawal-like irritability, and impaired control. All rooted, and this is the important part, all rooted in altered dopamine signaling and reduced activity in the prefrontal cortex, which governs decision-making and impulse control. So while you're getting that feel-good reward in the back of your brain,
yeah,
the front of your brain shuts off. The front of your brain that says, this is really stupid. I could get caught for this. I could get in trouble for this. Sure. I could get banned for this. I could get fined for this. All of those decision-making parts of the brain essentially get shut off. And this is scientific. This is not opinion. This is scientific. Yeah. So you're getting a yes from the part of the brain that controls behavior. You're getting a no. You're not getting the no from the part of the brain that should be telling you no.
And I think I'm no doctor either, obviously, but I think what you just described is true with most addictions. Sure. I just do. I think it's true with most addictions because nobody does it thinking, oh, this is a good idea, right? Whatever the addiction is, and Lord knows we've all had them and whatever, but man, the reality of it is when you talk about these guys in particular with Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier, I mean, to Chuck's point or Kenny's point, they're millionaires. And again, if you just tuned in, here's the full audio, not just the snippet that I played at the beginning that stemmed this conversation.
But there's an old saying in the hood, all money ain't good money.
Oh, wrong one. That was the first one I played. Let me play this one. This is a little bit more in-depth on the debate between Chuck and Kenny.
This ain't got nothing to do with addiction. These dudes are stupid. Why are they stupid? You, under no circumstances can you fix basketball games. Under no circumstances. I love to gamble. The notion, like, Rozier makes $26 million. Him betting, giving people information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Or taking himself out of games, how much is he going to benefit taking himself out the game to get unders? Like, he's making $26 million. The notion he gave, how much of these guys he gave a head up, he took himself out of games on prop bets. How much money is he going to make?
Well, if he did that, you're proving my point.
What do you mean? Then he got
that means that's not a logical thought process. No. If you're making $26 million to try to win $50,000, like, that's illogical. So that you're proving my point.
That's not addiction. That's stupidity.
And so, I think that sides with what you were saying about the brain.
There is an important distinction here, and I haven't heard this yet from the investigation. So Terry Rozier was supplying information to gamblers that he was going to take himself out before he hit the whatever 18.5 point over under, right?
Yeah.
We don't know, and I have not specifically heard that Terry Rozier was betting on his own unders. That Terry Rozier is a gambling addict. What we've heard is that Terry Rozier was fixing the game so that other people who were putting money on the games would win on his unders. So that is a very important distinction.
Now,
was he getting paid a percentage? Was he getting paid a flat fee? Like, hey, Terry, baby, come over here. We're going to give you $50,000 if you take a dive in the third quarter so that you don't hit the over. That is a very different thing from a gambling. That may be a money addiction. That may be a crime addiction, but it's not a gambling addiction.
But it'd be similar to me being a guy who's going into bars, Diesel, and setting up illegal poker games and participating. You don't think while I'm at that bar I'm going to have a drink? So my point being, I don't know the answer. I'm going to assume the worst here and think if he's involved in it, he's involved in it, right?
That's a good question.
That's what I would assume. Now, I think to what, and I would side with Kenny in this Chuck and Kenny debate, because I think what Kenny's saying is, Chuck did prove his point, and I'll play it again one more time. You were talking about earlier the part of the brain that shuts off when you're, you know, having these dopamine processes.
Decision-making part.
Right. Because of the stimulants or whatever. And that kind of proves Kenny's point there, because to his point, you shouldn't be making that kind of money and be able to do those type of things. And again, I think that's true with all addictions. One more time.
Rozier makes $26 million. Him betting, giving people information or taking himself out of games, how much is he going to benefit taking himself out the game to get unders? Like, he's making $26 million. The notion he gave, how much of these guys he gave a head up, he took himself out of games on prop bets. How much money is he going to make?
Well, if he did that, you're proving my point.
What do you mean?
Yeah. That means
that's not a logical thought process. No. If you're making $26 million to try to win $50,000.
And I will say to that point, maybe, and I don't know this to be true, Chuck not understanding how addiction works sounds like Chuck, and thank God's never had a real struggle with addiction. Because Diesel, people who have never had addictions, there are those people out there. You know, you call them perfect or whatever. Yeah. Those people, the people who have never, you know, had anxiety, guess what? When you've never had anxiety, you don't know what it's like to have anxiety. I don't struggle with anxiety. You may. I don't have a clue what anxiety feels like because I've never struggled with it. My point being there, Chuck may not be the addictive personality that struggled with these type of addictions, and therefore he doesn't understand, which I think is leaning toward Kenny being right, that it all does stem from an addiction.
Well, Chuck didn't articulate his point very well, but
imagine that.
I have come around, and I'm on Chuck's side.
Are
now.
You?
I'm on Chuck's side because what Terry Rozier did, which is take himself out of games and then, supply information to a bookie and say, hey, I am going to take myself out of this game before I hit the over, so bet the under. That to me is not, that's not the same thing as addiction. That's not calling up your bookie and say, hey, put 10 grand on black. You know, that's not opening up an app and making a bet on the app. That is choosing to understand what the spread is and to take yourself out of it. It's also not the same thing that Pete Rose did, that Pete Rose was banned from baseball for doing. Pete Rose always bet the over.
Yeah.
If the over was Pete's going to get, you know, three hits today, Pete would gamble on it and say, all right, well, I'm going to go out there and hit four.
Well, I just think
and that's a different thing. That's one is cheating.
Right.
And the other one is gambling. And I think it's two different things.
Well, my point being, while it may be two different things, I think it all stems from an addiction, is my point. It may be just stupidity. But I do think addictions, and that's why they're called just that, addictions, is you have this this crutch, Diesel, that allows you to go into this bad decision-making process. And what happens? It snowballs. And that snowball, when you push that snowball down the hill, next thing you know, you've got Frosty the Snowman. And Frosty the Snowman looks like Chauncey Billups with a $2 bill wrapped around the carrot, right? So that's just the reality of it. Tyler from the Berg gets in on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line. He says, I read an article saying stars and athletes are more susceptible to things like this because they feel invisible or they just miss the thrill of being in the game. I blame player prop bets, though. So that's a good text and a good point because we saw it with Michael in the documentary, you know, the 30 for 30, well, not 30 for 30, The Last Dance.
Yeah.
Remember he talked about, like, kind of to Tyler's point, when you're an athlete and you experience those highs, you want to continue that high. And
he'd gamble on anything. So he could feel a little rush from winning. JT and Greer says prop bets are creating a problem in sports because everyone knows what the bets are on them.
Prop bets are creating a problem. I think we're past that.
Well,
right?
JT, supposedly college athletes are not, you know, betting on themselves. But you hear point shaving situations all going down, you know, and now the NCAA has approved their ability to gamble on NBA or professional games, but not on college games. So,
and there was news today, Diesel, that SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey has asked the NCAA to rescind its ruling allowing college players and staffers to bet on pro sports.
I just wonder how many more negative anecdotal stories do we have to hear? Is there a number of negative anecdotal stories before these commissioners say, you know what? Maybe being this deeply embedded with gambling companies is a bad idea. Is there even a limit to this point, or can literally anything happen? What happens when what would happen if the story wasn't Terry Rozier was arrested? Terry Rozier was murdered because he ran afoul of the wrong person.
And we've heard.
Do you think the NBA would have called up, you know, DraftKings and said, sorry, guys, we can't do this anymore?
Right.
No.
No. When's the next check coming?
They gambled on how long the funeral was.
Yeah, and that's the whole rumor going back to The Last Dance. I mean, you remember Michael's dad. There were so many rumors about that, speaking of violence. So it is what it is. We're here. And it's dark. It's Pete Rose is thinking, hopefully in heaven, thinking, man, that they thought this was bad. They thought what I did was bad. Well, welcome to the new landscape of sports gambling, right?
When we come back, Cole, just briefly, we're going to touch on this. I found a list of the preseason top 25 teams. And we're going to compare them to where they were from the preseason prognostications to where they are right now through 9 weeks of the college football season. Who's overperforming? Who's underperforming? That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.